we feel a little better, a little quicker step now that we know we're on the downhill slide. On AM 670 KMZQ, where news is next. For 30 years, Ichabod's Lounge has provided incredible food, gaming, and nightly entertainment. Hey, Kevin Wall here. They've been here to serve you through good times and bad. Now, a lot of Vegas restaurants have been forced to close due to the governor's latest restrictions. But Francois and his amazing staff at Ichabod's Lounge aren't going anywhere, regardless of what may lie ahead for us. And at Ichabod's Lounge, your safety is their number one priority. So you'll see bartenders and servers wiping down services again and again. Even in the midst of the COVID-19 pandemic, Ichabod's is ready to serve you. But they know that some of you are reluctant to get out, and they get it. That's why Ichabod's Lounge features their incredible menu for both dine-in and carry-out. Call 702-451-2323. 702-451-2323. Ichabod's Lounge, featuring old-school Vegas atmosphere and one of the top gaming bars in Las Vegas. Ichabod's Lounge, open 24-7. Vintage Vegas dining, gaming lounge, and piano bar on East Flamingo at Pecos.
Broadcasting live from the world-famous Las Vegas Strip, AM 670 KMZQ, Las Vegas. Locally owned and operated by Kemp Broadcasting and Digital Outdoor.
Breaking news this hour from townhall.com. I'm Keith Peters. President Biden's proposed $1.9 trillion coronavirus relief bill would phase out $1,400 payments to high-income Americans in a compromise with moderate Democratic senators.
The Democratic-controlled Senate expects to open debate on the package Wednesday, with a final vote for passage seen later this week. Minority Whip John Thune says Republicans and Democrat committee chairs have no input to the contents of the sweeping bill.
They finally got the majority, and they got committees, gavels, and all that. And here we're talking about $1.9 trillion in spending.
Majority Whip Dick Durbin says he hopes both parties work together to pass the bill as they did in September.
Party was pushed aside because the priority was our nation.
Bernie Bennett in Washington.
President Biden says it's a mistake for states to end their mask mandates. White House correspondent Greg Clugston reports.
The president is criticizing Texas, Mississippi, and other states for ending mask mandates and other COVID-19 restrictions.
I think it's a big mistake. Look, I hope everybody's realized by now these masks make a difference.
Speaking in the Oval Office, he called it Neanderthal thinking to believe that mask wearing isn't necessary.
It still matters.
The CDC warns there's a risk of a major setback in the fight against COVID-19, just as vaccines are becoming widespread. Greg Clugston, Washington.
The White House is warning that the U.S. may consider a military response to the rocket attack that hit an airbase in western Iraq where American and coalition troops are housed. A U.S. contractor died after at least 10 rockets slammed into the base early Wednesday. Pentagon spokesman John Kirby says the contractor suffered a cardiac episode while sheltering and died shortly afterward. It was the first such attack since the U.S. struck Iran-aligned militia targets along the Iraq-Syria border last week, killing one militia man. On Wall Street, the Dow down by 121 points. This is SRN News.
Excuse me, why don't you have life insurance yet?
I've got diabetes, and I know the price will be through the roof for the pre-existing condition.
Well, actually, SelectQuote makes it easy to get very affordable life insurance, even if you have a health issue.
I'm listening.
You'll get quotes from some of the country's most trusted carriers. Even with your diabetes, you can get around $250,000 in insurance for as little as a dollar a day.
That would be amazing. What's it called again?
SelectQuote. Just call or go to SelectQuote.com to get your free quote. Get the coverage you need at a price you can afford. Call 1-800-694-1010. Or go to SelectQuote.com today. That's 1-800-694-1010. Or SelectQuote.com. SelectQuote. We shop. You save. Get full details on example policy at SelectQuote.com/commercials. Monthly premiums vary based on health, company, and other factors. Not available in all states.
Our country is in an upheaval that continues to fester. Elected officials from the lowest recesses of our local government to the highest office in the land have played a part in the divisiveness of today's America. And we, Americans, bear the risk. I'm Sam Peters, owner of Peters Family Insurance here in Las Vegas. Our government is opening our country's border. Shutdowns have destroyed businesses and jobs, and crime rates are on the rise. Are you prepared? Peters Family Insurance is a conservative, veteran-owned business with two locations in Las Vegas. If you've not taken a look at the risks you face every day, give us a call. Whether it's auto, home, business, or life insurance, we can help. We've been voted Best of Las Vegas for 2 years straight, and we live up to that award. Support local conservative small business owners before liberal elected officials put us all out of business. Call Peters Family Insurance today at 702-870-4000. Again, that's 702-870-4000.
It's 4:04. This is your KMZQ News Flash. I'm Jim Dallas. MGM Resorts is reopening operations at three properties which had been closed midweek. Mandalay Bay, Park MGM, and Mirage are open for business 24/7 beginning today. The company closed the hotel towers at three properties back in November. MGM also recently announced the return of several live entertainment shows now that larger audiences are allowed. With Clark County health officials expanding COVID-19 vaccine eligibility to include frontline community support, new eligible groups include essential public transportation workers like taxi and Uber and Lyft drivers, along with agriculture and food processing and frontline airport operations. A state-run call center is available to answer any of your questions about eligibility, 800-401-0946. Is that number to call. Well, as some of you may know, it's NASCAR weekend in Las Vegas. Do expect heavier than usual flows Friday, Saturday, and Sunday on Interstate 15 northbound, pretty much anywhere past the Spaghetti Bowl, because fans this year won't be able to access the Speedway grounds from Las Vegas Boulevard due to the COVID-19 protocols.
KMZQ on-time traffic is powered by Meineke Car Care Centers. Right now, come in for a synthetic blend oil change for just $17.95.
Well, you're bumper-to-bumper right now on the 15 in the resort corridor, northbound at Spring Mountain, south at Oakey. We're getting some heavy volumes on the Southern Beltway, too, 215 eastbound at Gillespie. And reduced speeds, several areas, 515 west at Charleston, 515 east at Main, and 95 eastbound at Rancho.
And in addition to that, we have to make sure that we are in a position that we are. Well, let me go to the second thing. I've spoken enough of that.
And what makes his wild claims and hopes? He now hopes we don't notice what he said or won't remember. And when he does follow through, or doesn't do, when followed through, the exact opposite. Check it out! COVID has taken this year, just since the outbreak, has taken more than 100 years. Look, here's the lives, think about it.
Don't call me stupid.
Oh, right! To call you stupid would be an insult to stupid people!
Number one! Time is running out!
Ladies and gentlemen, Kevin Wall.
So good to have you with us. Don't forget this hour brought to you by attorney Craig Mueller of Mueller & Associates. When you need an attorney, you need someone who shares your conservative values. Call Craig Mueller. Mueller & Associates, 702-887-1731. That's 702-887-1731. So good to have him back. He is Michael Schaus. He is Communications Director for Nevada Policy Research Institute, better known as NPRI. Michael, we are into week five in Carson City. And so far, not a lot happening. Is that a good thing or a bad thing?
Well, it's kind of expected. You know how everybody says that we need a legislative session every single year because there's just not enough time to get stuff done?
Yeah.
This is exactly why this argument is complete and totally made up. Because the first half of the session, nothing really happens. And then all of a sudden at the end, it's a mad dash to get your priorities through.
Talk a little bit about what you've heard from Carson City. I talked to Annie Black. She's frustrated by this, what I call a slow pace of play, to borrow a sports analogy. Should they be moving faster?
Well, you know, I'm a little torn on this. I mean, if they want to get everything that they want to get done, yes, they should absolutely be moving faster. On the other hand, the slower they go, the less I think they'll get done, and that usually makes me happy when they don't accomplish as much as they want to, because most of what they want to accomplish is probably not good for you and I. I will say this, though. There are a couple things that come up here and there. In fact, tomorrow I think that there's going to be a committee hearing about allowing some areas in northern Nevada to raise taxes. So little things are happening. Unfortunately, unless you're really in the know, you're probably not going to have an opportunity to let your lawmakers hear how you feel about it.
When I was promoting your appearance earlier, I said we were going to talk about bad bills, bad legislation, a lot of it hasn't even been drafted yet. Can you talk about some of the bad bills that are out there that we need to be wary of in these first 5 weeks?
Yeah, so there are two. The two that are going to be heard tomorrow, they don't necessarily impact you if you live in southern Nevada. So I understand that. But it is something that you need to keep in mind, because I wouldn't be surprised if Clark County or Las Vegas tries to do something similar. There's Senate Bill 11 and Senate Bill 73, and both of them would allow Reno and governments in Washoe County to basically create commissions to look at ways to hike your taxes. So if you live in northern Nevada, this is obviously bad news, because it means you're probably going to have higher taxes here pretty soon. If you live in southern Nevada, it's really important that these bills die, and they die quick, so that way lawmakers don't get any ideas and don't try to do something similar down here. If you go to nevadapolicy.org, we've got our whole bill tracker, and the sad state of affairs is that there are a lot of bills we don't like. A lot that will either give the ability to local governments to increase taxes. There are some things that will just make it harder for businesses to actually do business. The big ones that come to mind are the ones that government itself is pushing. The Clark County Education Association pushing a increase to the sales tax, for example, is definitely on our radar, because it's going to have to be talked about, and you just can't depend on politicians to say no to a new tax.
I'm curious, the Clark County Education Association, the teachers union, they've got kind of a foolproof deal where either the legislature passes it or it ends up going directly to the public. Do you think there's an appetite out there during a pandemic to raise taxes, even if it is a sales tax?
I don't think so. And, you know, actually, I think that Clark County Education Association made it harder on themselves than they had to, because they made it a sales tax. I think if it was some sort of just a business tax or something, if it went to the people, I don't think people would vote for it, but you never know, because people might say, hey, it's not going to impact me, it's going to impact somebody else. A sales tax directly impacts every single one of us. If you go to a cash register anywhere in the state, you would be paying this tax that Clark County Education Association is trying to pass. So with that in mind, if it goes to the people, I think most Nevadans will say, no, enough of this. We don't need to be paying a tax when we just went through a year of reduced hours, layoffs, and economic turmoil.
It'll be interesting to see how that plays out. Any other bad bills that you've come across that maybe we need to be wary of? Need to kill them off, so to speak.
Yeah, I mean, you know, there are a handful right now. There's not a ton of really big ones that jump out, but there are a lot of little ones that are just going to make problems for us moving forward. I mean, there are a couple of discussions. I think, I can't remember it off the top of my head, I think it's SB 64 would change property taxes, the way that we do property taxes in this state. And this is going to be bad news if it passes. I don't know if it will, because I think even Democrats might be a little weary of this. But if it passes, it could create higher tax bills for a lot of folks, especially, and this is especially bad news, if you suffered economically in the last year, but your house has not dropped in value, you're going to be paying a higher tax bill anyway. So if they get this bill through and it increases your property taxes even more, if you're a homeowner, this is bad news. And if you're a renter, it's probably bad news if you have to re-sign a lease because the rent amount is probably going to go up as well. So there are a lot of things like that that are, they sound little, just a little tweak to the property tax or a little tweak to this regulation that in effect is actually going to be a pretty big deal once we start living with them if they're signed into law.
Again, Michael Schaus joining us, Communications Director for Nevada Policy Research Institute and better known as NPRI. What did you think of Andrew Cuomo? He's got three women that are accusing him of sexual harassment. He kind of apologized today. It was not a full-throated apology, but it kind of sounded like one a little bit. What did you get a chance to see any of the clips from this morning?
You know, I didn't. I saw some highlights from, on Twitter and what have you. But it amazes me how the media just jumps all over this story. And that's a big deal. I mean, it certainly is something that people ought to take seriously. But this guy has done far worse things. For example, he put a bunch of COVID patients into nursing homes and got a bunch of elderly people killed during the worst days of the pandemic.
15,000 families.
Yeah,
impacted.
It's a little stunning to me that 15,000 families having an elderly relative die in a completely preventable situation is not taking precedence over three women who accuse this guy of sexual assault. And that really shows you kind of the priorities of the media and how willing they are to just go along and get along.
I want to ask you about the reopening of schools. Your thoughts on what's going on in the Clark County School District. We've got hybrid learning. We've got kids back in brick-and-mortar schools. We've got, April 22nd. We've got May 1st. We have all kinds of different deadlines and mileposts. What do you make of the changes that we're making?
Well, I'll say this. It's not going to make parents happy because it's not some sort of full reopening. You're not living your life like you used to, and parents are going to realize that, and as this unfolds, it's going to become more and more of just chaos. And what happened during the pandemic where a lot of parents for the first time really saw the value of increasing opportunities and increasing options in this state when it comes to education, so getting more school choice. And that's not going to go away just because public schools start to slowly reopen their doors. Parents, I think, the school district, I think, is going to be in for a surprise when more and more people start opting out and doing things like homeschooling, microschooling, private schools, et cetera.
And in fact, the reports I get are that the Clark County School District is down about 20,000 students. And many of them are microschooling, pods, homeschooling, all kinds of innovative stuff. Do you think this may change education forever in our country? Getting away from brick and mortar schools and into things that are more neighborhood centric.
Well, and this is yes, is the short answer. Absolutely. I mean, it has to change it. Parents they've been forced into a situation where they had to be creative about how to get their child's education. And as soon as they did that, they realized that there is a potential world of opportunities out there. And if you look nationally, there's a wave of school choice just going through the nation. I mean, states that I never would have expected this to happen are saying, hey, let's increase choice options. Some states have even said, we're going to take the money that we were spending on public schools, and if you can't send your kid to an in-person school, we're going to give the money to you so that way you can buy laptops, get homeschooling, go to private school, whatever. And seeing that happen nationwide and then looking into Nevada and seeing how for the last few years we've been limiting choice, that's a really sad narrative. And the lawmakers who are standing in the way of expanding school choice really need to understand that they are on the wrong side of the trend, and ultimately they're going to be on the wrong side of history too. Education is changing whether they like it or not. We'll just see how long it takes our lawmakers to catch up to it.
More coming up with Michael Schaus, Communications Director for Nevada Policy Research Institute. We'll talk Well, we'll talk a little about the vaccine and the distribution here in the Southern Nevada area. A lot of people are frustrated because they can't get in. They don't have appointments. And then other places, for instance, I got my shot yesterday at a Walgreens. And I feel fine, by the way, today. Just thought I'd let you know. Stay where you are. I'm more with Michael Shouse as we continue right here on AM 670 KMZQ.
It's Las Vegas' best local talk. Heidi Harris talks the politics of life. Weekdays 9 to noon with Bill O'Reilly's 15-minute news and comment at 11:45. Kevin Wall drives you home 3 to 6 AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
Laborers Union Local 872 is committed to ensuring the safety and health of their workforce. Here are five recommendations to keep you and everyone safe on the job site. Perform a self-assessment before arriving on the job site. Avoid close contact with people who are sick. Keep your distance. Adhering to the regulations and limit large group interactions. Laborers Union Local 872. Vegas strong, union proud.
There's a reason certified pre-owned Land Rovers enjoy such an outstanding reputation. They were once new Land Rovers. With 100,000 mile and up to 7 years coverage, certified pre-owned Land Rovers still have plenty of life left in the tank. They're like new in every respect and waiting to take you on your next adventure. Come find your certified pre-owned vehicle today at Jaguar Land Rover Las Vegas at our new location, 6425 Roy Horn Way, on the south side of the 215, just west of Jones.
Hello, this is Jared Fisher. I'm a business owner, community thought leader, and a previous candidate for governor. As the owner of Las Vegas Cyclery and Escape Adventures, I know the importance of exercise and spending time in the outdoors, and I know the amazing outdoor experiences we have in Nevada. Las Vegas Cyclery has kids' bikes, affordable hybrid bikes, mountain bikes, and road bikes. We also have a wide variety of the latest electric bikes, which affords the opportunity for those who want to ride a bike again but have some physical limitations. For more information, visit LasVegasCyclery.com. And for those of you interested in a guided biking or hiking outdoor tour, visit EscapeAdventures.com for gift cards and a one-of-a-kind outdoor adventure. Our phone number is 702-596-2953. We're located at 10575 Discovery Drive at the exit ramp of Town Center and 215. That's 10575 Discovery Drive at the exit ramp of Town Center and 215.
Guys and gals, by now you know there are non-invasive and minimally invasive medical solutions to hair restoration without side effects, right?
No.
Okay, so you don't know. Doctors of Hair use only clinically proven treatments, from platelet-rich plasma hair therapy that uses your own platelets to stimulate stem cells deep in your hair follicle to halt hair loss and regrow hair, to the FDA-cleared clinical hair restoration laser that's proven to regrow hair, to neograft hair transplants that offer discreet, natural-looking results in a week or less with no linear scarring. All of these services are administered by Doctors of Hair caring medical professionals, experts at understanding how devastating hair loss can be at any age. Treatments work for both men and women wanting a natural, thicker head of hair without side effects.
Doctors of Hair. Call now. 702-751-0086. That's 702-751-0086. Or online at doctorsofhair.com.
Doctors of Hair. Now you know.
Hey, Kevin Wall here. Happy to talk about someone I've known and respected for quite a while, Mark Hutchison. Mark most recently served as our state's lieutenant governor, and now he's back full-time at his law firm, Hutchison & Stephan. One of the ways he and his partners help businesses is when they face a dispute with the government. Sometimes clients are caught up in a blizzard of regulations, rules, or procedures of a particular government body, federal, state, county, even city. Sometimes they must appear at hearings or attempt to negotiate a resolution or even fight a decision in court. No matter the problem or the need, if your business becomes entangled with government, you need the skills of the lawyers at Hutchison & Stephan. They'll help you resolve your dispute with the government so you can focus on what you do best, taking care of business. Call 702-385-2500. That's 702-385-2500. Or visit hutchlegal.com. Get the help you need and get out of the government maze. Hutchison & Stephan, your go-to law firm for administrative and regulatory law matters.
It's all about Las Vegas. Live and local with Kevin Wall. Weekday afternoons 3 to 6 on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
Michael Schaus joining us. He's communications director for Nevada Policy Research Institute. One of the problems that I always see when they have a legislative session is that there are bill draft requests, which are generic, a health care bill, and that's all it says. And then they put meat on the bones 2 weeks, 3 weeks, 5 weeks into a session, but nobody knows what that is until 5 or 6 weeks into the session. Do we have any indication of what the Democrat priorities will be in Carson City, at least from the bill drafts that we've seen with legislative language?
You know, I'll tell you, Daniel Hunter, my colleague, who you're going to have on later this week, you know, he's been watching this stuff really close. And it is really frustrating to see how you'll get a bill draft request that is the, you know, Make Nevada Prosperous Act or whatever. I mean, it sounds very benign. Sounds, you know, maybe potentially even good. And then after the LCB helped them actually write the details of it, it comes out, and all of a sudden we're taken aback and say, ooh, we gotta say no on this one. Based on the BDRs, based on the things that we've seen, it's still a little hard, at least for me, to determine exactly what their priorities are going to be. I believe the governor when he says that their priorities are going to be making sure that the budget is balanced. I'm a little skeptical that his party is actually behind him with the idea of no new taxes. I think even if they're hesitant on the CCEA tax, they're probably going to talk about various ways to, quote-unquote, increase revenue, even though they don't need to. I mean, keep in mind, we're going to get a ton of money from the federal government because the Biden administration is working with Senate and congressional Democrats to make sure that that happens. So we have no need for higher taxes, but I can almost guarantee you it's still going to be discussed in earnest on the left side of the aisle.
By the way, is $4 billion the working number you're hearing? That's what I've been hearing the last 3 or 4 days.
Yeah, I mean, that's probably about what it is. I should remind everybody that that's, even though that sounds like a lot of money, it's actually not the total amount of money that we're going to spend as a state, because we do get so much money from the federal government, and we're going to be getting even more thanks to the so-called stimulus that's being talked about in Washington, D.C. So we do not in any way have a revenue problem. There's no way that government can claim that it has a revenue problem. If it cannot balance its budget, it is purely because of spending. You and I might be struggling from revenue problems right now with everything closed, but the government seems to be doing just fine.
In fact, state after state after state operating at a surplus, not a deficit. I mean, this whole thing of having to balance your budget. These states now, in fact, our state, you inject $4 billion into the coffers of the legislature, they'll be running at a surplus, not a deficit.
Yeah, and, you know, it's kind of it's very unfortunate that that happens, because what we should be doing is taking this as an opportunity to say, how do we ratchet down the growth of spending going forward? Because even if we get a one-time infusion from the federal government, what happens if our economy doesn't grow as fast as it should in the next few years? What happens if people are still freaked out about coronavirus? What happens if we have another shutdown? We should be taking this as an opportunity to say, let's make sure that this state is going to be on solid fiscal footing no matter what happens in the next few years. And I don't think that they're going to do that. They're especially not going to do that if they've got a bunch of money being pumped in from D.C.
After a spotty beginning to the vaccine, vaccine is starting to flow. I had my shot yesterday. I feel fine. My arm is not sore. I didn't get sick yesterday. And in fact, I feel pretty darn good. What is your assessment of what's going on with the vaccine? Some are saying that this is the game changer we've been looking for, that we'll start seeing numbers come down appreciably. They've already been coming down since January. What is your assessment of where we are in the state?
Well, you know, we keep on hearing from the CDC that even though you get the vaccine, that doesn't mean you can go back to life as normal. And first of all, that's bad messaging, because that's the whole reason to get the vaccine, is that you can go back to some semblance of normalcy. But beyond that, you know, people and authorities really need to understand that the CDC doesn't think anything's safe. If you have more than one drink a week,